Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you once again. Today, Monday, April 27, House of Christ Ministries presents Reverend Donald Davis. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Praise be to God. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have a question, please feel free to email us at hodminister@gmail.com or write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you and praising you for the privilege to host this show and to proclaim your begotten Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world. Father, I pray that someone somewhere will be touched by the teaching of the fivefold ministry. I love you, and thank you that I'm united with Jesus Christ and spiritually alive in him. I choose not to love the world and the things of the world. I crucify the flesh and all its passion in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the life that I now live. Thank you for the life that I now have in Jesus Christ. Fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can be guided through this show. Let the Holy Spirit speak through me as I submit to you. I declare my total dependency on you, and I take a stand against Satan and all his lying ways. In the name and the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, I command Satan and all evil spirits to release their hold on me in order that I can be free to know and to choose the will of God. As a child of God who is seated with Christ in the heavenly places, I declare that every enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ in my presence be bound. Satan and all his demons cannot inflict any pain or prevent God's will from being done in my life because I belong to Jesus Christ. Amen, and God bless you. Thank you once again for the privilege and the opportunity to speak to you tonight. And as we take this journey explaining the fivefold ministries, tonight we're going to be speaking about the prophet. During this season in the church, one of the most declared ministry calls is the prophet. Because many people have not understood what a prophet is and what constitutes a person being a prophet and the biblical works of a prophet, I will endeavor, by the direction of the Holy Spirit, to clarify this fivefold ministry call. Let us take a look at Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 16, which says, "And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sly of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together, and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." Praise be to the word of God. The prophet was given to the church to help to perfect the church for the work of the ministry and for the edifying or building up of the body of Christ. According to Ephesians 4, verse 11, the prophet is the second of these gifts. In layman's terms, a prophet is a person who sees what God sees and speaks on his behalf. The Greek word for prophet is prophetes, pronounced prophetes, meaning foreteller, inspired speaker. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language defines prophet as a person who speaks by divine inspiration or as the interpreter through whom divinity expresses his will. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28 says, "And God had set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Prophets are not second in importance, rather in order. To understand this point, we must examine the Greek word for secondarily, which is deuteros, which pronounced deuteros, meaning second in time, place, or rank, also afterwards. The prophet comes second in order in the body of Christ, for the apostle who is first opens the way for the other fivefold ministry gifts to function. This is because of the breakthrough that the apostolic call brings. God has an army, and it functions in an order. The apostle is sent to people and areas with breakthrough for and in them, while the prophet is sent to people and areas with vision for and in them. As with apostles, prophets are often sent to specific people, specific territories, or with a particular message from the Lord. For example, Ezekiel was sent to the dispersed people in Babylon, while Daniel was sent to King Nebuchadnezzar's court as a wise man. The prophet Jeremiah was sent with a message to the people of Israel to repent, and following that message, he told them not to resist the Babylonian invasion, for it was of the Lord. Each had a purposed message and constituency that they had been sent to minister to. Jesus Christ operated in all the fivefold ministry gifts, including the call of the prophet. And if we take a look at John 4, verse 44, which speaks of it, when Jesus mentioned the rejection of those called to the prophetic by those in their hometown, referring to himself, it reads, "For Jesus himself testified that a prophet had no honor in his own country. For those called to the prophetic, the greatest example that you can follow is that of Jesus Christ operating in the prophet anointing." As we endeavor to go further in this lesson, you will be able to identify Jesus' prophetic work from the lives and examples that will be given of others who have operated in the prophetic call. At this time, we will take a short break and come right back. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present the Reverend Donald Davis as we continue this journey in explaining the fivefold ministry and proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. When God's people have turned away from him and his ways, he often sends a prophet to them preaching repentance, which prepares the way of the Lord to come in. John the Baptist was such a prophet. He preached repentance for the remission of sins. Throughout the Bible, we see God sending prophets after prophet to his people to turn them from their evil ways and doings, calling them back to him. Some of the prophets were killed for their message. Others were beaten, and many went through very difficult things to deliver God's message to his people. The message that a prophet brings are usually correction, causing them to be disliked and hated by those that are sent to bring truth to. Not only are prophets rejected by those that are they sent to, but they are also disliked and not accepted by their own family, people they grew up with, and live around. Luke 4 verse 24 says, "And he said, Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country." This call is not an easy call, for the enemy hates you and causes others to reject you because of the vision of truth and the word of correction that the prophets bring. During the Old Testament days, most kings and leaders had prophets or seers that worked with them. In 2 Samuel 24, verses 11 to 12, we read, "For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, which was David's seer, saying, Go and say unto David, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee." Some prophets are sent to leaders to give them instructions from the Lord regarding what God wants them to do. Usually, during those times, the leader is seeking direction from God, while others are sent to the leaders to bring correction if the leader is openly rebelling against God. God sent Nathan to King David when David had committed adultery with Bathsheba, and had her husband sent to the front line of battle to be killed, to expose and to correct him. These prophets were sent and did not just go because they felt a desire to correct what they believed to be a wrong. Most prophets of the Lord God are usually sent to God's people and not as much the unbeliever. Yet God sometimes has his prophets in the courts of secular or Gentile kings, as was the case with Daniel. Is there a difference between a seer and a prophet? Let's examine the word of God. The Hebrew word for prophet is Nabi, which pronounced Nabi, meaning a prophet or inspired man with prophecy that prophesy. The female is a prophetess, Nabiya, which pronounced Nabiya, meaning inspired woman, by implication a poetess. The word seer in Hebrew is chozik, which pronounced kozik, meaning a beholder in vision, prophet or gazer. The title seer was a term used for a prophet in early Israel. 1 Samuel 9 verse 9 says, before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. There are many duties that prophets are called by God to do. The first of which we will examine. Prophets prophesy. The word prophesy in Greek is prophet, pronounced prophiyau, meaning to foretell events divine, speak under inspiration, or to exercise the prophetic office. Jude 14 verse 16 gives an example of how Enoch prophesied. It reads, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of his advantage. Enoch was foretelling what was going to happen when prophets prophesy. They are foretelling or speaking what will be by the inspiration and revelation of the living God. True prophets are seers and hearers of the Lord. Revelation from the Lord God flows through the prophet, usually on a more regular basis than those with just the revelatory gifts opening in their lives. Signs, miracles, and wonders often function in the life of a prophet. Moses, Elijah, and Elisha are some of the prophets that function in demonstrative signs. It is not a must that all prophets function in this era of ministry. For the John the Baptist, Daniel, Jeremiah, and others did not function in this era of the prophetic ministry, yet they were no less prophets of the living God. Prophets are people of prayer. Getting alone with God is a trademark of most prophets. To hear God's voice clearly, it often requires regular time alone with God. Prophets are known to be people of prayer and intercession. It is in prayer that they cultivate the relationship that they need with God, learning to distinguish his voice from other voices, as well as learning what God desires them to do with the information or revelation that He has given them. At this time, we will take a short break and come right back. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. Once again, I'd like to remind you that we will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight, we will not be taking any calls, but if you have a question, feel free to send us an email at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And let us get back to the lesson right now, and tonight we are discussing the prophet. Prophet speaks by the direction and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. They do not speak their thoughts to others. They do not speak what others want to hear, rather what God is saying. To be able to speak the will of God in the face of difficult situations, a person must have a reverential fear of God. Above the concerns for people, and regardless of the threat of the loss of their own lives, God speaks to His people, often through the prophets, especially when people have many things that hinder them from hearing from God themselves. Sin, when their emotions are entangled in a circumstance. Again, prophets deliver God's word, and when people believe, they prosper. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20 says, "And they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and they went forth. Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.'" The words of God ordained prophet, who is set in your life, are sent to you in God's divine order, always give you words that will prosper you. When I say prosper, I don't only mean with material things. Rather, whenever a person receives and acts in God's direction in any capacity, it prospers them. They have a holy boldness to both speak truth in the highest of kings and the lowest of people. They have the ability to clearly hear the voice of God, whether it be an audible voice, a still small voice in their spirit, through some sort of revelation they understand, declare unto do what God has spoken to them, or to do or say. They receive revelation from the Lord through dreams and visions. These dreams and visions are often manifested through the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and or discerning of spirits. Such was the case with the prophet Micah in 1 Kings. Some have an ability or grace to understand and to interpret dreams. Many have a grace to exhort or encourage people in the Lord. Prophets often speak a word from the Lord in public assemblies. Prophets judge or discern if something that is said is of the Lord. Many people lay upon their beds and imagine visions and receive dreams that are not from the Lord. This is usually because they have doors open in their lives and or they are not submitted to God and His legal authority for their lives. The enemy uses sin and our desires and ambitions that are outside of the will of God as a doorway of deception. To avoid this from happening to you, you must first crucify your flesh, your ambitions and desires, and repent of all known and unknown sin in your life. You must also identify and know and embrace the way that God uses you to minister or speak to you. Every prophet is not called to dream or have visions that lead others. They may be about others, but God may not have you with a ministry to share it with them. If you begin to share the dreams on your bed with others, when God did not give you that to do, you open a door to deception through dreams. Because of your disobedience to the Lord, when you're out of position, it does not matter how strong your gift is in another area of the prophetic, you will be a candidate for deception. Just because a person has dreams, revelatory gifts, or is an intercessor, does not mean that they are called to be a prophet. A prophetic call is a ministry to God's people on a regular basis. That is the body of Christ for the New Testament saints. You will function in the revelatory gifts more regular when you are called to this office in comparison to those who just have the revelatory gifts operating in their lives. You can also prophesy and not be a prophet. Gifts do not declare a fivefold ministry call on a person's life alone. They can attest being called along with other markers, but a gift or ability alone does not necessarily mean that you are a prophet. Most who are called to begin to minister prophetically are usually mature in God. They have grown in God enough to have crucified their flesh and emotions, giving them the ability to not speak their hearts or feelings, rather the unadulterated word from God. Many people who are called to the prophetic office usually sit, mature, and matriculate under an established prophet or prophetic teacher, like Elisha sat under Elijah, or in a school of the prophets, schools that teach about operating the prophetic, or a fivefold ministry school. It is during these times that a person is thought to be sensitive to the voice of God and learns the ways of God and how he communicates with his servants and prophets. At this time, we will take a short break and come right back. And he shall reign forever and ever. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries. Present Reverend Donald Davis, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. We have a few announcements tonight, and I will touch that immediately. Mental health, Saturday, April 30th, 2011, at 71 South Central Avenue, Valley Stream, New York, in celebration of National Poetry Month, we will also be having poetry refreshment will be served. For more information, contact Pastor Makisha Gosh at 347-526-3048. And we have the MOM ministry, prison letter ministry established by Minister Michael Landry, and he's currently seeking women to minister through letters and to be a mother figure to the young inmates in the prison system. If you would like to participate, you may contact Minister Michael Landry at 718-682-7121. And I must remind you that every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can tune in to us at Blog Talk Radio, the Reverend Donald Davis, your host. Let us get back to the lesson. You don't choose to be a prophet. Rather, you are called by God to that post. No man can appoint you. And I would like to make that very, very clear. No man can appoint you to be a prophet. Rather, they can recognize it and be instructed by God to charge you, but they cannot give it to you. It is also very important that you do not put on yourself or anyone else a fivefold ministry title. You may recognize certain things, but spiritual gifts do not necessitate a fivefold call. Sometimes you can tell someone that they are called to something too soon before they have adequately prepared the inner person for the weight of the work. This causes many to go out too soon and are bombarded by the enemy and never recover. Don't tell them. Let their works testify for them regarding their call. Examples of our New Testament prophets ministered. Agabus in Acts 11, verse 27, he signified by the Holy Spirit that there would be a great famine throughout the earth. This was revelation knowledge to prepare the saints for what was coming. Prophets at Antioch. In Acts 13, verses 1 to 3, they prayed and fasted. Because of this, they heard the voice of the Lord instructing them to separate Barnabas and Paul for the apostolic word. They fasted and prayed, some more to lay hands on them, thus charging them through the Holy Spirit, and sent them into the apostolic work. Then we have Judas and Silas. In Acts 15, verse 32, Judas and Silas were identified as prophets who encouraged or exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed or strengthened them. Agabus again, in Acts 21, verse 10 to 11, he used a physical illustration to show how Paul was going to be bound. Often, God will establish apostolic and prophetic teams to cause great breakthrough and establishing of his work in specific areas. There is great power in these types of teams. God may have apostolic prophetic team in which there are many people involved who are called to prophetic intercession. Paul and Silas were an apostolic prophetic team. When Paul and Barnabas could not agree to who take between Silas and Mark, in Acts 15, verse 36 to 41, it caused Paul to choose Silas, who was a prophet, forming an apostolic prophetic team. I believe that the Lord allowed this disagreement to happen in order to establish the apostolic prophetic team. At this time, we'll take another short break and we will come right back.
Yeah.
for the Lord God Omnipotent reigneth. Thank you once again. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries, present the fivefold ministry and various ministry calling. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have a question, you can write to us at hodminister@gmail.com or House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And I also would like to give you a reminder that every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m., you can tune in to us to hear the Word. God bless you as we continue our journey, identifying the prophetic call on your life. You should honestly examine your life. Don't deceive yourself to see if certain signs that point to the prophetic are evident in your life, such as revelatory gifts of the Spirit operating on a frequent basis in your life with accuracy. Your revelation will not be about or for you mostly, rather regarding the people and places that you are called to minister to. If it is mostly revelation about personal things, then it does not signify a prophetic call. God will set you in a place or put you around those who understand, teach about, and or who have the prophetic gifts to develop and train you. You should have a heart to pray and seek God's face on a regular basis. And you should be a person of humility. My fellow Christians, I call on you tonight to join me in proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and to honor the Great Commission. Matthew 28, verse 19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of this world." Now, we must take this seriously. And I'm taking this opportunity at this time to call on every Christian throughout the world to take up the mantle and to go forth and to do the will of the Lord. Let us make a difference in our communities, on our jobs, in our associations, and even in our schools. We can also use our social networks to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world so that we can win souls for the kingdom. Acts 1, verse 7 to 8 says, "And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is to come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of this earth." So once again, I'm calling on each and every Christian to submit themselves to the Lord and to do what is right. We thank you for listening to our show tonight, and we pray that you will tune in to us again next Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We also encourage you to visit our bookstore www.osofchristbookstore.com, and you can also visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com. We also encourage you to visit our School of Ministry, the House of David Ministry, at www.riversofrevival.com. And thank you for listening tonight. And once again, I'll remind you that we will not be taking any calls tonight. But if you have a question, you could write to us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And I thank God for the opportunity to speak with you tonight. And I pray that it has been a blessing for you to listen to this. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you tonight. And I thank you once again, O God, for this opportunity and this privilege to share your word and to give clarity to the fivefold ministry. I thank the Holy Spirit, O God, that dwell within me, O Father. And I pray, O God, that as we continue on this journey, we will be able to touch someone somewhere, Father, and it will be a blessing upon them. We pray for every minister of the gospel, O God. And we pray, O God, that they will submit themselves to you with all honesty to do your will and to identify their rightful place in the body of Christ. We pray, O God, that you anoint them afresh. We pray, O Father, that you remove every scales from them. Remove every hindrance, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, tonight I ask you to cover me and protect me from the dangers of the enemy and continue to speak through me so that we can win souls for your kingdom. Father, we bless you tonight and we praise you and we honor you. And we lift you up and we magnify you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Father, we bless you. We pray, O God, that you'll touch every Christian, O Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you'll open their eyes and their hearts for those unbelievers so they will accept you as their Lord and Savior. Father, in the name of Jesus, I beseech you tonight, and I ask your mercy upon us. Anoint us afresh. Let there be a regeneration, O Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you for tuning in to our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com. /Reverend Donald Davis. Peace be unto you, and may the Lord bless you and keep you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Good night and goodbye.